Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, and welcome to Oaktown Boys, Season 3, Episode 12. One of our better weeks in recent memory, honestly, which is not saying much, to be fair, but it's true.
Absolutely.
It was a very exciting week.
We won a series. We almost swept a series. I mean, we were both just talking about how we were sure we were going to sweep. Yeah, it was a strange feeling for us A's fans this season to believe that victory was in our grasp.
Yeah, I thought we were going to win today. I was like pretty sure we were going to win today, which is crazy. It's a crazy feeling. I don't know the last time I like felt like that. I was like very shocked when
2020.
Yeah, I guess
2021.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I don't know if I would call myself confident in 2020. Well, parts of 2021.
We did win like 13 games in a row. So going into that fourth game today,
it felt, even that felt kind of not real.
But it did. Yeah, it's true.
It was awesome though. It was extremely awesome. Remember we lost a bunch and then we won a bunch?
Yeah, we lost six games to start the season, I think. I think seven of eight. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fake skies falling. And now we have the real skies falling.
Yes, absolutely. Now it's a disaster. It's like, skies falling feels like a gross understatement at this point. Well, it's like after, like post-apocalyptic, we're like post-apocalyptic Oakland right now. Oakland baseball, at least.
Something. Mid-apocalypse. Yes. That's the end of May. Today is May 31st. The A's have played 2 calendar months of the season.
And man, have they been ugly.
Yeah, approximately one third of the way done. And it's been terrible.
Not that many wins to speak of.
No.
I was expecting we would have more wins than we do at this point.
We'll check in. We've got 12 wins, 46 losses. 24 and a half games behind the Rangers at 35-20. 21 and a half games back of the wild card.
I mean, negative, not out of it yet, technically.
No, there's still time. Negative 195 run differential.
That's the thing that's concerning. You know.
Definitely. The next worst is the Royals at negative 70. And then
which is also bad. Negative 70 is really bad too, you know, but that's like, we're so much worse than that.
Oh, I take it back. Detroit, negative 56. Chicago and Colorado, negative 55.
The White Sox or the Cubs? White Sox?
The White Sox, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the White Sox. I don't know. I drafted Tim Anderson high, and he's been really bad most of the year. But he's been better recently. He was hurt. I think he was hurt for a little bit. But the White Sox, oof.
Who's managing them?
Grifol?
Somebody?
Pedro Grifol?
It's just interesting. They were like supposed to be a juggernaut, right? And it all fell apart so quickly. And like nothing's really changed. They've had a couple of injuries.
They did what's it called? They tried the Tony Russo thing, right? And that was horrible.
Right.
So they probably set themselves back a while.
Yeah. I guess strictly by making that higher.
Because, yeah, I mean, you wonder if it just didn't, I don't know, weird. It was a weird choice. It seemed like a weird choice at the time, has turned out to actually be a weird choice that didn't benefit them in any way.
Yep. Kind of makes me happy that they've taken a step back, not gonna lie.
I mean,
Anyways, so quick recap of our last week of action. The Mariners finished the A's off with a four-game sweep the day after we spoke to you last.
yep.
Then Houston swept the A's in Oakland.
Yep.
And that was typical Houston BS. Some Yordan Alvarez bombs and Jose Abreu sprinting around the bases.
The games were ugly, man. And
Yeah.
the Astros social media team got a lot of flack.
That's right, because they're being mean to
They
A's
were being kind
fans.
of mean. They were being kind of mean for sure. I also just think it's funny how Astros fans, and this isn't coming from a place of sympathy necessarily, but I do think it's interesting. Astros fans seem to be paying a higher price for being Astros fans than the Astros players that cheated did on, because I mean, it is like, it's the backlash against Astros fans is deservedly harsh every single time. But it seems like the players, like Jose Altuve, it seems like he's chilling, which like frustrates me.
I mean, he keeps winning rings, so I guess he's only won one somehow, technically. No, two.
Two.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Asterisk. But yeah, so the tweet we're talking about when the Astros scored 10 runs in the second game of the series, and the Astros tweeted 10 runs in front of 10 fans. Yeah. And then everyone was like, wow, low blow, basically.
Which it is, it was a little low. Because it's like, I just.
And then you tweeted about this like nice, clever, we're proud to be A's fans tweet, and this random guy goes, still the worst team in baseball.
I that's those are the things, like he was bullying me a little bit on Twitter, man.
He was
He
the
was being
key,
mean.
freaking
He was being
Shabaka.
he was being mean.
CTW.
He's being mean to me.
And the Astros were mean to the A's. Oh, that was game three. Game three against the Astros. 10-1 or finale. And then some good news. The A's won a game against the Braves.
They totally did, which was extremely unexpected. I was expecting to get smacked by the Braves, to be entirely honest.
Totally. We got more hits than them, less errors and everything. I think for me, the big moment. Obviously, Noda had a big three-run home run. That was huge. But probably the biggest part was Lucas Arcig with three perfect innings, striking out four.
The dude is looking pretty legit, honestly.
He's
Like
been
he
one of
throws
the
hard.
most dominant arms we've had all season for sure.
Which again, it's interesting. It's like some of these quantifiers almost feel like insults to these guys sometimes. But he's been pretty good.
I mean, he's up there with
He's
Mason Miller in terms of stuff, right? That's what we're
yes,
seeing.
definitely. I agree with that for sure.
Yeah,
So,
this was another example of Ruiz with his clutch hidden, getting on base. Noda also with his on base skills and ability to hit a big fly.
I
Soriano. Oh, Bride. And this was Bride making his debut for the season. He got two hits. And then in game
I mean,
two,
and the Ryan Nota bomb was a bomb.
yes, it was.
He hits majestic home runs, and I got love for people that are hitting majestic home runs. And he plays himself a pretty good first base. I like the kid.
We love him. Yeah, him and Ruiz at the top. Nothing
Yeah,
wrong with that.
one of my concerns about Ruiz, the batting average is pretty good. His OPS is just so low.
He gets on base a lot with the ground balls, and it's a little worrisome. Like, what if his BABIP goes down? And then
Which
he doesn't
it
get
feels
on
like
base as much.
it feels sustainable in a way because he's so fast. So as long as
Yes.
he stays as fast as he is, which is, going to be a while. But you just want a little bit more pop, either a little bit of a more discerning eye or a little bit more pop. Neither of which are like completely out of the realm of possibility. So I think it's,
Totally.
there's a road forward for sure. But anyway, actually going into my moment of the week. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I guess we did what we lost last, but we lost today. We lost
We
today
lost
against the
today.
Braves.
We had a chance to sweep and we lost. But yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Ryan Nota is my moment of the week, like collectively. Last 7 days, he is his OPS is 1064, two homers, two doubles. He is walking a little bit less recently than he has been over the course of the season, but I think it's also been kind of there's been a shift towards like being a little bit more aggressive, seemingly,
Yep,
and
I
like
see
swinging
that.
at balls. And I think he'll probably settle into like some sort of middle ground between the two, some sort of like reasonable middle ground. But I'm not mad at the shift in approach, honestly, because it's producing results. I mean, he hits the ball pretty hard when he hits it, and it looks so easy. Like when he really gets a hold of one, it's like he's chilling, but he
He
crushes
does
it.
make it look very easy. He's tied. He's basically tied with Brent Rooker for average exit velocity, I believe. So yeah, those boys are hitting the ball hard, and it's coming through in the numbers. His BABIP for the last 7 days is .455.
Awesome.
So just hitting the ball hard and hitting it where they are not. 971 OPS last 7 days. Yeah, surprisingly, just the one walk in the last week.
Yeah, but putting a lot of balls in play, so it's kind of like the walk to strikeout rate is, what is it, 1 to 10, right?
One
Little
to 11.
weird for him, but also just a week and a productive week at that. So we're not, I'm not going to split hairs about the one thing he didn't dominate at this week. But yeah, and I mean, also it's kind of like this coincides kind of nicely with Aguilar getting, I mean, Aguilar's having a pretty good year, and I wouldn't be super surprised if he catches on with a contender at some point because he was looking fine. But it
He
just,
was
we got to
fine
give
against
Ryan Nota.
lefties, yeah.
We got to give Ryan Nota those at bats. There's just like no way that Jesus Aguilar needs to be taking these at bats at this point.
It's a sensible move, I think. My moment of the week is about Jonah Bride making his return to the A's and making an immediate impact. The A's went on to win the first series that he was around for. He got a game-winning walk-off ball put in play, whatever you want to call it. It was an error on the Braves, but came up clutch, put the ball in play when the A's needed it, and won the game in the bottom of the ninth. And yeah, honorable mention to Nick Allen for trying to single-handedly douse him with a water Gatorade barrel, and he just like failed totally miserably, just barely dinked him with some water, and Jonah just like turned around like, what was that?
He did try though. It was a very solid effort. That's a big thing to pick up for
Yeah, why was
that
no
on
one
the smaller
helping him?
side.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Austin Pruitt had a nice 1 2/3 innings pitched in that game. JP Sears held it down again. Let's talk about JP Sears. He was electric throughout the month of May. He pitched six times. He had a 2.94 ERA. He of course didn't get any wins, 0-1 on the month. But he pitched 33 innings, gave up 27 hits, 11 earned runs, 5 walks, 27 strikeouts, less than one on the WHIP, 0.951, 7.2 strikeouts per nine, 5.4 strikeouts per walk.
He's been great.
He's been really good, and he was not particularly good to start the season, but it was apparent that he could succeed. Like, he wasn't walking a lot of dudes like the rest of the team. And interestingly enough, he has the same number, pretty much the same number of walks and strikeouts that he did to start the season in his first five games.
Yeah, man, I love the whip under one over the month. I love that.
Me too.
You
And
know?
that's what it's all we're really looking for.
And I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess that mostly is born of, yeah, it's just, God, it's just, I love people. I love pitchers that don't walk people. And the guy is not walking that many people. Love to see it.
Absolutely. It's a little reminiscent of what he showed when he was on the Yankees. He had a really good start to his career.
Like a, yeah, and like a, was it like a good September? And then a good next year or two?
Yeah, something along those lines. I somehow got lost on Baseball Reference. But as of right now, he's our ace. I think
Yeah,
it's safe to say.
definitely. And he's, you know, it looks pretty sustainable. You know, he look like he's not looking, it's not looking silly. You know, he's not getting, he doesn't look like he's getting like extremely lucky. He just looks like he's pitching well, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think I remember us kind of not even putting him in the rotation to start the year, maybe barely making the five spot. But right now
We
he's the dude.
may have been a little low on JP Sears.
So please forgive us.
And yeah, he, and I mean, we were also real high on some of these other guys, and they have not quite proven to be deserving of that either. So I don't know if we had a real good feel about the pitching staff coming into the year, Corey.
It's true. So for the Yankees, he mostly pitched out of relief for 7 games in 2022. He started 2 games though, but for 22 innings, he had an ERA plus of 193. So WHIP of 0.864.
Yeah, that's pretty
So
good.
it's just kind of the guy that we traded for. It's always nice to see.
And I mean, you know, we have had a history of actually doing some pretty solid talent identification in trades when people kind of railed us a little bit for our return. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody thought Chris Bassett was going to be as good as Chris Bassett was when we traded for him. So.
True that. So
Or, you
Dan
know,
off the
Marcus Semien.
or Marcus Semien, who's maybe like the best player in baseball right now. If I had to ask you who were the top five WAR leaders on the team, who would you guess?
Top five WAR leaders. I'm going to go Brent Rooker in no order, right?
You can try and get it in order, but no, it doesn't have to be in order. No pitchers involved in the top five, by the way.
Okay, so let's see here.
Oh, wait, no, I take that back. One pitcher. One pitcher.
Brent Rooker, Ryan Nota, Esri Ruiz.
All over one. This is where it gets tricky.
Jace Peterson?
No. No
Okay.
offense, but terrible guess.
I mean, I know he's good on
He
defense sometimes, though. So, you know.
does have decent WAR on defense, surprisingly.
JP Sears?
Nope, but close. He's the second best starting pitcher.
Let me see here. Carlos Perez.
He's tied for fifth.
Ramon.
He's technically sixth. So you're missing one starter and one reliever.
Austin Brewitt.
No, good guess though. All right,
I don't know.
one more. Okay, so Mason Miller, 0.6.
Oh, wow, really?
And Zach Jackson, point four.
Oh, how did I forget Zach Jackson? That's such an obvious answer. What is everyone at respectively? Is Worker one?
So yeah, Rutgers got 1.3. Notice,
Okay.
I guess it really depends which website I'm looking at. I will say that much. So now I'm looking at Baseball Reference, but 1.3 for Rooker, 1.3 for Noda, 1.1 for Ramon on here. Oh. 0.9 for JP Sears, 0.6 for Perez. Okay, so now I'm flip-flopping. But if I were looking at Fangraphs, 1.4 for Noda, 1.3 for Rooker, 1.1 for Ruiz, 0.6 Miller, 0.4 Perez slash Jackson.
Murderers Row in Oakland right now. Carlos Perez has been solid.
He's number three in murders, so, or maybe four, maybe a cleanup hitter.
I am very genuinely surprised by Carlos Perez's performance, and I don't think I'm the only one.
You're not, because I am too. So who's our all-star? That's the question. Seems kind of like a long shot that we'll get a position player.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like
unless Rooker wants to go on another like 3 week tear,
unless Rooker wants to do some more otherworldly stuff, or I could see a world where like Ruiz has stolen 70 bags by the All-Star break, and they're just like, this guy needs to be on the team. But
Yeah,
beyond that, I mean,
especially if he's hitting like 285 and still playing pretty good defense in center, then he's an option, you know? But I'm concerned. I have concerns about the longevity of, like, if he's gonna do what he did again, you know? Like, I wonder if we've seen the best stretch of Rooker's season already.
it's quite possible, but I have hope. Be
That's
nice to see
true,
him
and I
at
mean,
least get to like the 25 home run mark at
well,
this
he's also,
point.
I mean, it's not like he's the, I mean, he hasn't homered in a while. I'm sure he's also not seeing very favorable offerings currently. So that's probably part of it too. But yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to see him. It'd be nice to see him homer again. I feel like it's been a while since he's homered.
It's been a while. He's stuck on 11. He's nowhere near the league lead anymore. So
No.
if it's none of those, I mean, who else could it be? It's gonna be somebody.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get someone.
JP Sears, maybe.
I mean, I think Ruiz is probably a good option. JBC, and obviously, yes, JBC is a great option if JBC keeps pitching like this, you know?
If Lucas
If he,
Erceg
if.
keeps pitching like this, I guess maybe him. Really
Yeah, that's
digging
true.
deep. Digging deep over here.
Or I guess also, I mean, like, you know, Zach Jackson. If Zach
I wouldn't
Jackson
mind.
keeps pitching well.
He's all injured, though.
Oh, that's true.
Let's just send Ramon just for the heck of it. He's like our longest tenured A.
We should send Jace Peterson as a troll job.
Maybe Carlos Perez, final answer.
Carlos Perez might be our best player, you know?
For his expected value compared to what he's
Yes.
doing, he's definitely our
Yeah.
best.
You know what? And you know who we haven't even seen yet? Manny Pena. We
That's
don't even
right.
know what Manny
Who's
Pena.
going
We
to
don't
tear
even
the
know what
cover
Manny
off the
Pena.
ball?
We don't even know what he has in the tank. That's the secret weapon for our second half run. That's what people aren't considering yet, that we haven't even busted Carlos Perez out on them yet. He's on the bench. We're doing everything that we're doing, and you guys haven't even seen Carlos Perez yet. You thought
Okay.
our offense was scary right now.
For the random look back, you sent me Jamal Weeks.
Yes, I did.
Right?
How long did it take you to figure that out?
Like a minute.
Yeah, I wasn't. He's You know, I seem to remember that first season being like better than that, but you know,
I think
who
he had
knows?
like an electric month and then he really slowed down. I suppose we could answer this question.
I love Jamal Weeks though. Well, I
Me
loved him for
too.
a period of time.
I can.
And then you remember that game that he homered from both sides of the plate, and then it was like that was like the
That
straw that broke the
was the
camel's back
end.
for him.
Yeah.
His approach like fully fell apart after that.
I do. Okay, let's see.
Also
So it's.
reminds me of Ricky Weeks, who I kind of forgotten about and was his brother, correct?
That's right. So interestingly enough, he had a really good June, which was his debut month, and then a really good September slash October, but the July and August in the middle weren't that great.
Weird.
So that's how it
I
went
mean, I guess
down.
maybe not that weird. And yeah, then the infamous two homer game that he never recovered from.
I think that was against Baltimore for some reason. But yeah, I distinctly remember we went to a game together and I bought a Jamal Weeks jersey shirt at this team store at the stadium.
Absolutely.
Good
I
memory.
remember that as well. Yeah, we gotta start
I was
counting them while
following
we
him on
still have
Instagram
them.
Live or on Instagram for a long time. He seems to be very active in the community. So good for him.
He reminds me a little bit of like a kind of a to take a to make a Kings comparison, kind of like Ben McLemore. Like I liked him, and I kind of followed him for a long time, but he never really turned out to be as good as I thought he was
Didn't
going
work out for anybody.
to. Yeah. Okay. Well, what is the coolest thing you saw in baseball this week?
A classic, the Trout Ohtani combination. They combined for three home runs today, which I don't know, combined went like 1,200 feet, if not more.
Yeah, I
Pretty
saw
dang
that though.
far.
That, yeah, did you see that? Like the Statcast, they were still super far, but the Statcast made them like incredibly far.
Yeah, and they redid those numbers.
But
I
still,
think
it
it's
is crazy. They were a crazy amount different. They're probably over 1,300 feet, I would say, total distance, pretty easily.
Yep. Let's see. Four. Mike Trout crushed a 461 foot shot.
Okay.
And then Ohtani did 425 followed by 459 in back-to-back innings.
Yep, that'll get you
Two
over.
week.
That'll get you over 1,300.
Yeah, just
Quite a
bombs.
bit of
There's
home run.
Mike Trout bombs are fun and all, but they're not nearly as cool as Shohei Ohtani bombs. He just like he gets his whole body into it, man. It's so sick.
They lightweight look like pop-ups, but then you see where they land, and it's like, oh. I just have never really seen anyone hit the ball like that before. That's why I didn't think it was going to
Exactly.
go there. Mine, speaking of impressive people, impressive home run hitters, Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge had a game with two homers and a very impressive home run robbery. So, you know what I mean? That's like three home run involvements in the same game, which is like kind of intense. And he's got 11 homers in his last 15 games. So he is,
Wow.
and he's right on, he's literally exactly on pace with his home run pace last year. So he's great. He's great. The Yankees are lucky to have held on to him because I think he's going to be pretty intense for quite a
Man,
while.
thank God he's not a giant. That would have been so
Absolutely. That
terrible.
would have been terrible. It would have, that's one of the only things that could have made this season worse if he and Carlos Correa had both gone there, you know? Oh my God.
Although, if Carlos Gray had gone there to stink, it would have been fun.
That's true. That
Would
would
have been
have been fair,
funny.
and that is what he's done. So, fantasy face-off this week.
This one was a close one. Very close. It came down to today. We both, our pitchers were going today. I had Braxton Garrett. He pitched fine. He got me 30.1 points today, I think. And I had Rowdy Tellez for 7.8. Total of 37.9. Not a big number. And then you had Christopher Morel for 5.2 and Zach Eflin for 33.1 for 38.3. So you edged me out there.
Very close week, though. Zach Eflin, also on my fantasy team, helping my fantasy. Well, not this. My fantasy team's getting cooked this week. But in general, he's pitching very well. He had like a weird game where he went seven shutout innings, but no strikeouts. And we're in a league where strikeouts are super important. So that was like a weirdly not very valuable game. Other than that, his last like five, six starts have been great. So yeah, it was a good pick. Who you got this week?
A Pegar boy, Estuary Ruiz, and Ben Lively, who is a player we'll talk a little bit more about in a second as the pitcher.
Cool. And I'm gonna do Kyle Schwarber and Jose Berrios. Kyle Schwarber, I think his average is pretty low, but when he makes contact, it's seemingly always a home run. So I just need a couple of those to have a pretty good week.
Yes, very low. Very low average.
And Berrios has been better. I feel like he was struggling for like a kind of a while, like maybe a couple seasons, but he seems to have found a little bit of something in Toronto. So I'm gonna ride with him. I streamed him. He did pretty well. So I'm gonna stream him in this also.
I like it. So start things off for possible additions in fantasy. We'll start with that guy I mentioned, Ben Lively. I don't know much about him, but he seems very interesting. He's 31 years old. Over his last three outings, 2.08 ERA, 0.92 WHIP, 22 to 5 strikeouts to walks, 17 innings. So yeah, I like the way that all sounds. He's gotten over 30 points in each of his last outings. I'm gonna ride with him tomorrow.
He's kind of been all over. He was in Philly, and then he was a Royal, and now he's a Red. But yeah, he's pitching well. Sweet. I think that's
He
good.
generated 26 called or swinging strikes among his
Nice.
87 pitches.
Fourth round pick in 2013
Yep.
by the Reds, actually. So back where it all started for
Someone
him.
to keep an eye on. That'd be a fun little breakout story.
Yeah. And then who else you got? Oh man, Logan Allen. Logan Allen started my fantasy week off very poorly. He had a great game.
He was going against you. Yeah, he's gone over 5 2/3 each of his last outings. He's been going pretty deep in most of his games in general. He got 10 strikeouts over 7 against Baltimore a couple days ago. That's a 52.5 point outing. Yeah, and he's
That's not what you
only.
want to see going against you. That's not what you want to see going against you on Monday of a fantasy matchup.
No, 35% rostered. Definitely a good option for streamers. Matt McLain is a hot name. I have not bitten the bullet just because I personally don't need a shortstop.
He's hitting the cover off the ball, though. He's
Well, yeah,
hitting
he,
extremely well.
him and the Reds have a few dudes that are new to me that are hitting the cover off the ball.
Spencer Steer, homer for me today.
Spencer Steer, that's the name. Yep. The Reds could be getting interesting. That'd be fun. It's been a while.
They have some young dudes, which is like, it's a good way to start, for sure. And yeah, I mean, we talked about Ellie De La Cruz a little bit last week, and he did say he hit another ball like 117 miles an hour or something. So he's the Reds definitely have some dudes. They seem to have either drafted or internationally signed very well recently. So, it'd be good. The Reds have it's been a minute since the Reds were good. I'd be okay with that.
Me too. A couple other names. Zach McKinstry's hot as heck right now. It's
And
54% rostered somehow, but very versatile. Second, third, short, and outfield, and just a hottie potatoe. Ranked number 6 overall in the last week.
plays like almost every position except catcher, right?
Yep. Well, I'm just not first. Not first. Not catcher. Jack Sawinski's hot also.
Jack Sawinski, I think he has maybe four multi-homer games now this year.
Wow, he's only 18% rostered.
And he's having a good year. You know, I mean, he's one of those guys. I think he'll probably, when he's, it's a little feast or famine, but when it's feast, he gets you like 40 points, you know? So if it happens, even if it happens once a week, that's kind of worth it. But it's, God forbid it happens twice a week, you know?
Yeah, he actually has 30 homers through 151 career games. So, totally on pace for 30 homers, at least.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he seems to, he's got a pretty good eye, walks some, steals some bags. So that Pirates lineup, the Pirates lineup is interesting. I think they're not quite there yet, but they've figured, they found some pieces, I think, that are going to help them be a little bit better.
I like him. I like Bay.
Yes, I like Bay too. Let's see here. Luke Raley. Luke Raley continues to just kind of produce pretty well. And I'm personally having kind of a hard time finding first baseman. So I think I'm probably going to be picking him up here pretty soon because he only faces righties, and there's a lot of righties in the league, and that's a very good lineup. And he's first base outfield eligible. So I think it's probably pretty easy to find good matchups for him and slot him in. And last but not least, sticking with a little bit of a theme here, we have another Ray. Jose Siri. Jose Siri is 17% rostered and seems to pretty well alternate at least homering and stealing a bag. So if you need an outfielder, he's 17% owned. So Jose Siri is probably out there, can get you some pop, can probably get you a couple bags too.
Good call. Very good call.
How are we looking going forward?
June, baby. We got Lou Gehrig Day on
Nice.
Friday. Off
That's
day
pretty cool.
tomorrow. But Marlins, playing the Marlins in Miami, playing the Pirates in Pittsburgh, playing the Brewers in Milwaukee. So that's going to be an interesting 2 weeks or week and a half.
I feel like there are some winnable games in there.
And also just
Probably.
kind of fun, you know, teams we don't have a history of playing a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah.
Pirates should be fun. Marlins, kind of.
Yeah,
Marlins
the
and Brewers,
Pirates are
I'm not,
definitely.
the teams I'm not that excited to see, but the Pirates I am, I think.
And, you know, I think they have
Maybe
cooled a
kind of.
little bit. They're not quite as good. They're not quite as absolutely on fire as they were at the beginning of the year.
I mean, hopefully the
And the
boys are
Marlins. Go ahead.
thinking like we just beat the Braves, we can beat everybody. So
Yeah, I mean,
they're
you win a
just gonna
series. I
go
mean,
out there
really.
and beat everybody.
I mean, you're starting the process a little bit late, unfortunately. But the plan is to just win series. You know, I mean, yeah, you want to win. You want to go on 15-game win streaks whenever you can. But really, like, the long-term goal is just to win two out of three. You know? So if they can get in the habit of winning two out of three, even if they're starting a little bit late in the season, I think it would be good progress to make. You know, a good foundation to lay for some of these young dudes.
Indeed. And let's see, June 13th is coming up. If you
It is
can, you should.
indeed.
If you can, you should totally get out to the game for the reverse boycott. I need
Reverse
to
that
do a
boycott.
better job spreading the word myself. Need to see if my dad will go and people like that. I put Oaktown Boys down for 10 shirts, I think, 10 sell shirts. So we donated to the cause. But yeah, sadly we're going to be busy. It's June's a crazy month for us, but it
It is indeed.
would be nice to be there.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be closer. But, you know.
What else has happened? They released some renderings that are like clearly garbage renderings for a possible Las Vegas ballpark. That was
Yeah, they're
interesting.
pretty bad. They
It's
don't really make a
basically
lot of
like
sense.
just the Coliseum with some stuff photoshopped in the background. And it's huge. Like, there's no way that would fit on 9 acres.
No, it
So,
feels, a lot of this feels like so preposterous. It's crazy,
I
but.
think we're coming up against some deadline soon. We'll see what happens with that. But we're not super confident the A's are moving yet.
No, well, I haven't seen the, there was, did you hear that the, it was the head of the Vegas moving committee or something They said, like, even if it doesn't work in Vegas, they'll look at other cities. But also, like, who's going to take you if it doesn't work in Vegas? Like, at a certain point, it's like, you got to just come back to Oakland. You got to just take the L and come back to Oakland. You know, like, nobody
Which
else
would
wants
be a
you.
W.
Yes. Yes.
Take the W that for some reason you feel is an L. Just
Yeah.
come back to Oakland, baby.
Yeah, we're like, somehow we still like you. Well, we still like the, we will still consume the product, even though you have, like, been super mean.
Yeah. Isn't that worth something? I say yes.
I
Oh.
agree.
All righty.
But
Well, that
what else
might
do
be
we
it.
got?
I think that's
That's
a
it.
wrap for episode 12.
And a pretty good week overall. One of the better weeks in recent memory, I will
Let's
say.
go and win another series. That's fun. I like it.
I like winning series. It's fun. It makes it you. It's easier to. You don't have to find silver linings when you win the series. You just win the series.
That's it. That's your lining. Whatever color you want it to be. Green and gold, baby. Green and gold.
Green and gold. All righty. Well, we will talk to you next week. And in the meantime, go A's.
Go A's.
Sell the team.
Sell the team, John.